Past week, we had the parsha of Bilam and Balak. And it's a very complex parsha. The end of the parsha, it says, Bilam says, I brought you to curse my enemies. And and you've blessed them three times. And then Bilam talks about what will be Biachas Hayomim. And in the end, Vayokim Bilam Vayelech Vayoshev them Komo. They went their separate ways. In Haftorah, it says, Ami, Schor no Mayoatz, Bolok Melech Moav, Uma Ono also Bilam Ben Boar, and Ashitim and our Gilgal Amandas, Sitkos Hashem. What was the Eitzah of Bolok and Bilam Ben Boar? So, what does that mean? Bilam ben Beor saw, and he told Balak, there's no way you can stand up to Klal Yisrael. No way. It's only one way. Separate them from HaKadosh Baruch. As long as they are connected to HaKadosh Baruch, there's no way that you can insert yourself and interfere with the bracha. Now, in the brachas, when Bilam saw Klal Yisrael, he says, "Hein om levodot yishkon v'agoyim lo yischashav." They're a separate, different type of people. Klal Yisrael is not a type of people that has any similarity to any other nation in the world. And people who try to make that similarity do not understand our existence, the reason we continue to exist, the reason we continue to survive, and why we flourish. We come from the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Avos, or our physical heirs, but they created certain needles that they placed into the neshama of every Jew. And then, what does he say? Matovu alecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. What does that mean? The Midas Hatznius. And then when Bilam tells Balak, Chazal tell us, there is a way of destroying Klal Yisrael. Elokeim shel Elos Soni Zimo. Kodesh Baruch Hu hates Znus. So, Fal Yeshiv Yisrael Bashitim, Fal Yochel Om Liznos Obenos Moav, Fal Tikren Olam Lizziv Chei Eloheim, worshiping Avodah Zarah. Now that has to be one of the strangest phenomena. Klal Yisrael have been in the Midbar for 40 years. They've seen daily nisim. They've had mon and mayim, the total nes, the omer ha'esh, the omer ha'ono, the omer ha'kavod. They've been living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 years. As a brand new generation. How is it conceivable for them to worship Avodah Zarah? Not Staman Avodah Zarah, most disgusting Avodah Zarah in the world. Why it's some Israel about poor? So Chazal tell us, Lo avdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah el lahat lehem gelarayas b'fayesya. The human mind is a very subtle mind. We have the ability to justify whatever we want and come up with an intellectual argument for whatever we want. If we have that motivation. And what was the motivation? Begins and ends with a rias. So Melech Moav and Melech Midian, afraid of Klal Yisrael, there's only one thing to do. Marshal them with a rias and a Avodah Zarah. A rias to Avodah Zarah to a rias, it's all one. The Yetzer of Arias, most powerful Yetzer that exists. And in order to justify it, the Avodah Zarah. Chazal give us a very graphic description. She would take out the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or. The Magefa. Vayom Hashem Moshe, Kachas Kol Rosh Yom. Lishpot is a Ovdim with Pa'or. Why? Because these Rosh Ha'om were part of that. Chazal tell us. It's a very strange thing here. Who is this woman? El Echov Es Hamidyonis Leinei Moshe. She's Kozbi Bastsur. Who is Kozbi Basur? Rosh Umos Beitzov B'Midyon. So Chazal tells us a story, it's Gemara Sanhedrin. She was there, and she was approached by Zimri. She said, no, my father is the king. He told me I'm only supposed to be Mazana with the top. You're not in my Madrega. He says, well, I'm the head of the Shevet. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu is the head of Klal Yisrael, he's only the third son, I'm the second son. All sorts of wonders to show how important he was. And who were the women who were sent out? They were the highest noble women. And the highest noble women, it's only for these highest noble women, they insisted they have only the highest leaders of Klal Yisrael. And that is why those leaders of Klal Yisrael, he says, Kachas Kol Rosh Ha'om. If those leaders of Klal Yisrael led this, Hoka Osom Lashem Neged HaShemesh. They have to be killed and exposed. Have to kill everyone who is over the Avodah Zarah to Baal Por. That's besides the Rosh Ha'om. And then there's the story of Zimri and Kozbi. Vayar Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKohen. Vayokom mitoch Eidah. Now, Vayikach Romach Biyado. Chazal tells took tremendous courage from him. Moshe Rabbeinu was shocked. He was in a state of disbelief. Nisalma mena halach. For a second, he forgot what the proper response is. And his great nephew, Pinchas, who was his Talmud, stood there. Moshe Rabbeinu was paralyzed in front of Moshe Rabbeinu to do something. But did something else. He'd been downed by all the Shvatim. Rashi says, Ben Putiel, he was the one who had not been Zochet Kohen on the same Madrega that he deserved. So it took tremendous courage on his part to stand up and right there in front of everybody, who everyone is paralyzed, to say, Bola Ramas Kanogam Pogambo. I have to kill him. And 24,000 people died by Vateot Samai gave. Now, what is Klal Yisrael's response to something like that? On the one hand, Vateot Samai gave. There was a Baruch Hashem, everyone stopped dying. But when such an event happens, people get a very twisted way of looking at it. After all, a bunch of very chashuva people did this. And if a bunch of very chashuva people did this, who are you, a person who's a second-class kohen, not a first-class kohen even? It's a shaila, he had no kahuna, he had kahuna, but not like the other kohen, whatever it was, to stand up and just kill the sea base of Lashimoni. Who are you? And Bechlau. Kanoi and Pogamo. People don't like the word Kanoi in certain places, has a bad connotation. I bet you, that's how I gave. They don't look at that. They looked that all these people were nichshol. But it's a riot. They say, a tremendous yetzahara. As a result of that, I would observe, you have to understand, human beings are human beings. And the people who criticized, probably, it wasn't so clear that they wouldn't have gone along with it either. So, what happens? That's this week's parsha. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Who is a Baal Machlokas and who is not a Baal Machlokas? Was Pinchas a Baal Machlokas? Moshe Rabbeinu a Baal Machlokas? Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Hei Shivas Chamosim Yal B'nei Yisrael. Bekanu is Kanosi B'socha. And you need to see, no, it's saying, look, as Risi Shalom. No. It wasn't about Machlokas. Anyone who sincerely wants to bring a kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and does it according to all the rules in Shulchan Aruch, how he's told he has to do it, and he knows Saint Lo as Brisi Shalom. That's Shalom. Shalom is not just being nice and smiling. Shalom, a true Shalom, is when there's kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's a true Shalom. And that true shalom is what Pinchas was about. Because he's a Baal Machlokas. After all, what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu had different batei din going out, judging the people over at Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say that Zimri ben Solu was an over at Avodah Zarah. And you took the law into your own hands, and Moshe Rabbeinu was there? No. He knew that our pidin kano and pogamo. And therefore, he knew to bring shalom between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And ultimately, that's what brings shalom within Klal Yisrael. That's the highest goal. And then he notes saying, lo, it's brisi shalom. Oysa lo, ulzaru achma bris kuhuna solom. A Kohen's goal is to bring shalom. Aaron was an ohev shalom and a rodev shalom. And that's why he gets the highest level of kahuna. And then immediately, Vaydavar Shema Moshe Lema, Tzorer es hamidyonim hikisem osam. You have to make a war against Midian, because they're out to destroy you. Wait a second, how they're out to destroy you? Because they're out to be machti you with znus and avodah zarah. So Chazal say, what do we see from here? Someone who's a spiritual danger is a more serious danger to Klal Yisrael than the physical danger. Hamachtio, out to be machti Klal Yisrael. And therefore, there was a milchama. What happens in that milchama? So later on, it says, Kong the class minutes who made Samijon and Parshas Matos, Achate Yosef Alamechon. And make a war. As Malchim Midyon, Hergwal Chalaleim, they killed the Malchim Midyon. And they killed all the women. Why? Because there was all the women, Hayodeh Mishkav Zohar, anyone who was involved in anything to do or potentially involved in any snus had to be killed. Torah tells us a very, very simple thing. The most important thing in the lives of Klal Yisrael is the kesher between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With that kesher, there's no enemy strong enough that can destroy us. Once that kesher is broken in any way, and the weakening of that kesher is what makes us subject to any enemy. The danger to Klal Yisrael is the weakening. Balak wanted Bilam to destroy Klal Yisrael. Bilam says, I can't. The midas that they carry in the neshamas from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was so strong. And their spiritual potential as a result is so strong. How do I get in between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then he says, Matovu alecha Yaakov, mishamsecha Yisrael, the idea of tznius, so strong. I can't get in there. There's no way I can penetrate and separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, but, you have one chance. Get your women to be marshaled with the snows and bring them to Avodah Zorah, and then you can destroy them. And they took the top echelon of society. We're going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Not with the klal of Bilam, that won't work. Not with the war, that won't work. Nothing's going to work. One thing will work. Machshelim and snus. Machshelim and avodah zarah. That is how we can destroy Klal Yisrael. It's the only way. And since their goal was to separate them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they had dinner for Rodev. There's a Medrash Tanchuma. Soros HaMidyonim V'Hikisim Olsom Kitzorim Heim Lochem V'Nichleim HaShnichlum Al Dvar Por Mikan Shahabolo Hargecha Hashkem Lohargol. From here we learn the Halacha. Someone wants to kill you, you kill him first. But we learn that halacha from a different place. We learn that halacha from Ambab Machteres, Yimotza Aganav Hukav Ameis, but here it's someone's trying to kill you spiritually. The Rama has a long arichas on this, the Perish Mishnayis and the Maranavuchim. But people who represent a spiritual danger to Klal Yisrael. That's number one. And number two, the entire Midian nation wanted to destroy Gaza. They had 24,000 pretty women who were their representatives, and that justify a war against the entire nation of Midian. And the ones who masterminded that plan were the five kings of Midian. Destroy them. Torah takes that keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the utmost seriousness. With the utmost seriousness. And any attempt by anyone to undermine that is a threat to our spiritual and physical existence. HaMachtio Yosem in HaHargo. This is the seriousness of it. The Rambam writes, why is Habola Rames kind of impoging bo? Because the Chilul Hashem and the destruction of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael in Habola Rames, Dupa Faheshim means you violate the whole sanctity of what Kedusha's Klal Yisrael is all about. And the keshe between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Boal Bas Nechor. Batzel Nechor. And that is, that can be taken in very direct ways to many of the events that face Klal Yisrael today. First and foremost, when Bilam told Balak, there's one way to get Klal Yisrael. Elokeim shel Eilis Sone Zimah. He hates Zimah's nos. We live in a world where Znus and Zimah is part of the national culture of everybody. And in that world, we have to be separate. And in that world, when we have to be separate, we have to be different. And all the Gdarim that Chazal had have to be even bigger. Because it is so, the ideas of Znus are just so overwhelming and so part of the national culture that our Gdarim have to be all the greater. Many of you are going home for Ben Azmanim. And home means internet, smartphones, all the garbage. use of unfiltered internet, unfiltered smartphones, use smartphones in general. If it's unfiltered, lo yitachen, then a person shouldn't be nechshal. And because of that, you have to understand, in today's world, the stronger the gedorim you put up, the more successful you'll be. What is the first step to inserting a barrier between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what Bilam says, Elokeim shel Eilos Sonei Zimo. And I'm going to tell you how to destroy Klal Yisrael, Bilam said. And that's why in the war against Midian, Moshe is Bilam ben Bohar Hogu Becharef, who's the Rodef against Klal Yisrael, was Bilam ben Bohar. That's why the Navi says, the end of last week's Parsha, Horna, my yards, Bolak, Melachmov, my honor, also Bilam Ben Moor. Ashitim and Hagilgol, Amandas, it goes Hashem. What does it mean, Ashitim? Vayeshu Yisrael Bashitim. The whole thing that happened in Shitim was a result of Bilam Ben Moor. That's why it's Bilam Ben Moor, Hogu Bechor. And if it's been a hope, most of you don't keep up with the stupid Israeli news, but in case Chas v'Shalom you do, there's a certain gentleman who said that assimilation into marriage is a second Holocaust. So all the liberal Jews say, you're against us. He didn't say anything else except what Chazal say, what the Pasuk says here. Anyone that tries to destroy the spiritual, religious identity of Klal Yisrael is worse than he killed him. Yes, these people are worse than Hitler, Yimach Shema V'Zichra. Hamachtio Yosef and Arhorgo. And that is, and who is the one who's the Ish Shalom? Pinchas. Why is Pinchas the Yisholom? Because he restored the kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And he knows St. Louis Bris Yisholom. Shvaruch Hu emphasized, this is Shalom. When there's Shalom between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the ultimate Shalom that we want. Most of the times it has to be done B'darchei Shalom. But when it has to be done, Vayikach Romach B'yodo, has to be done that way. It has to be done that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hinini Nosen Lewis Brisi Shalom. That's the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Pinchas. It's to be always Shalom. That's why he's elevated to the level of Kohuna Gadola. And that's why he, after his father Elozer, he became the Kohen Gadol. Because he's that brings Shalom between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch. Unfiltered internet is something you should not have access to during Ben Azmanim. Time when I go to the States in the summer, I have a whole list of parents want to talk to me. And the standard line I use, giving a young man a smartphone to use, thumb, it's like giving him four bottles of vodka and the keys to a car and say, have a good time. No responsible parent would do that. No responsible parent would give his child unlimited access to the internet, except if the parent himself wants unlimited access to the internet. Then he's afraid to put the filter on the on his internet. Elokeim shel elul sonei zimohu. The biggest pirud between ourselves and our Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Yetzer of Znus that destroys the whole fabric of the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael and the Ruchnius of the Jewish home and everything about us.